is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Now the big noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition. Chug-a-lug-lug of the Fade 5 Podcast. And as we always do at the top of every single episode, let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. Plus 100 odds or greater are the requirement. So in this matchup between the fledgling and just kind of flopping around flippers, there's a lot of Fs there, of Miami taking on the Buffalo Bills in Western New York. Lundy, what do you like at plus money?
Oh, I like a lot of things at plus money for this game, Brad. There's a few different ways you can get creative, as a matter of fact, and I'll get you a really, really low-hanging fruit. One of these. SGP, a little limp, coming up in bonus time. But let's start off right here. If everybody believes that this game is going to go the way that we think it's going to go, let's talk about Ray Davis and the rush yards. You can snag this one. If you want to do 25 plus, you can pay a little bit of juice. But I'm going to go ahead and bounce over to Caesars, which gives me the option to snag him at 30 or more rushing yards at plus money, plus 115. Why do I like this? Because when the Bills are up by at least a touchdown in those games, Ray Davis's snap share, his opportunities go up, and it goes up by anywhere between 10 and 15% compared to what happens when the Bills are in close games. So if it's going to wind up being a game that the Bills are going to run away with, quite literally run away with when it comes to rushing yards, then I think we're going to see Ray Davis get the opportunity in the second half. Maybe you spell James Cook just a little bit, and all I need is for him to get to those 30 yards, and you can take it at plus money. If this one makes you nervous, then stick around. I got another way that we can play Ray Davis coming up in bonus time.
Plus money never makes me nervous. Neither does this wager. Let's get really crazy with a cheese whiz, shall we? Devon Achane have the most receiving yards in the game. Oh, you sue that that ridiculous price there at plus 1,000. Yeah, I got seduced by that juice here at DraftKings Sportsbook. 10-1 odds, folks. I think it's entirely on the table. Devon Achane has had his moments as a receiver against the Buffalo Bills in the recent past. At a pair of games last year, he went 8 for 69, nice, receiving yards. And the other game went 7 catches for 58. Now, obviously, Tyreek Hill could go off if he is at all motivated. And he's been a bit of a crybaby there on the sidelines. And obviously, quite distracted with the off-the-field allegations that are placed upon him. But you look at Jalen Waddle. We'll see if he goes. He said yesterday the hope is for him to go out there and play. So that's far from a guarantee. He expected a game script. Again, the Buffalo Bills are favored anywhere between 11.5 to 12.5 points, depending upon the book right now. And Achane is a guy that runs a boatload of routes. He's running over 20 per game on the young year. He's coming off a 92-yard receiving game, which he had 10 targets in that one against the New England Patriots. So put all together, it would not remotely surprise me. It gets a banged-up Bills defense. Remember, no Ed Oliver, no Matt Milano, who's one of their best cover linebackers. That's great news for dump off Devon. Give me Achane, most receiving yards of the game at plus 1,000. Told you I was getting crazy with the cheese whiz there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go off the beaten path yet again on a deep wager. The only book that has this that I saw at tape time was ESPN Bet. I immediately went to it. I'm like, is this real? What the hell? Take my money, ESPN Bet. Take it on Malik Washington. Over 4.5 rush yards at a minus 120 there at ESPN Bet. He's been creatively used by the Capri Pants there on the sidelines. That being a Mike McDaniel, who could be a dead man walking. If he gets his ass kicked in this game, I don't think he's going to leave the tarmac of Buffalo and return to South Florida. So it could be all she wrote. So he's got to pull out all the stops. Worked that abacus the best way that he can to try to get maximized production out of his various offensive weapons. And Washington's guy has been utilized as a runner quite often early this season. You look in the matchup against the Colts, he had a carry for 9 yards. Guess what? Over. In the matchup against the Patriots, he had 3 carries for 23 yards. Way over. All we need is 5. Cinco de Mayo, mi amigos. And we're cashing in on this ticket. The Bills are number 26, entering the night in rush EPA defense, largely because of what Derrick Henry did to them in week one. You also look at Zay Flowers. He had a rush in that game, operating as a wide receiver. And a rush counts as maybe a pass behind the line of scrimmage. He had actually a couple of carries in that game for 8 yards. You look at Washington, he's playing over 60% of the snap share, very low ADOT, so a guy they often deploy in the short field. So hopefully it's a dump off pass, maybe a jet sweep, a direct handoff. I don't care. Malik Washington, do your best Debo Samuel impersonation. And we catch the over on 4.5 rushing yards at a minus 120 DSP bet. Numero 5 on the countdown, mi amigo. Fade or follow.
I like the just the digging you're doing on this, right? You're just like, I gotta
need winners.
I need winners. You know what, man? So do I. So do I. I am so tired of living what all of us live. 24/7, 365, which is the like three-legger where one leg falls.
Leg.
Where you're just like, you're like the meme of the guy with the stick. Like,
yep.
Come on, do something. Do something. I've had way too many of those over the course of the first 2 weeks of the NFL season. And so I'm hoping week 3 changes that. This is not a bad one to be able to grab, though, because you are right. This could be a one and done type of payday. And we like one and dones.
Oh, yes, we do. Single play payday. Let's march with Washington.
Number 4.
All right, numero quattro here, the Fade 5 countdown. Let's get some more plus money on the board. Yes! Again, I always got to channel a little Hawk Harrelson from time to time. Don Kincaid, I'm feeling good about this cash. I need 4 or more grabs. I think you're going to have to probably get 3 of these in the first half for us to inevitably hit on this. If you do that, it's plus 135. So some sexy juice there available at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at the first 2 games of the season. 4 catches and 4 catches. Just make it 3 straight games open to the 2025 campaign with 4 catches, Dalton Kincaid. Yeah, you're only seeing 14.3% of the team's overall target share. Yes, this is a largely conservative offense that leans on the legs of James Cook. We're going to feature him on a bet a little bit later on here in the pod. And, of course, some Josh Allen mixed in, a little Ray Davis. They got numerous runners that they love to deploy. You look at Kincaid, he's only number 19 in catchable target rate. He's averaging just 5 targets per game over the first couple of weeks. But you look at Miami, they gave up 7 receptions to Tyler Warren to the Colts. And then they gave up 4 combined receptions to Austin Hooper and Hunter Henry of the Patriots last year. So they've given up back-to-back what is needed. This is going to be a sweat. And again, we need a strong start from Kincaid in order to cash this sucker. But Miami has got one of the worst secondaries in the league. That's why they are number 29 in drop back EPA defense through 2 weeks. Give me Dalton Kincaid to make me some cash on 4 more grabs at a plus 135 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy. Better follow.
This is a plus odds that I can get behind. Why? Because to switch up Rich Eisen just a little bit, tight ends are people too. Okay. look, I know that it's a little bit different than what we saw, for example, week 1, where you saw Tyler Warren grab 7 receptions against the Dolphins. But so far through the first 2 games, the Dolphins have allowed 12 catches to the plus size targets. I don't see any reason why Dalton wouldn't wind up doing this. Yes, it would be nice if he could get it done with at least 2 or 3 in the first half, but I actually think this is pretty solid.
Smash the tables, Bills Mafia. This baby catches.
Number 3.
All right, numero tres here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's get another Miami Dolphin play here. And again, we fully expect some sort of deficit, some sort of catch-up mode. And if they are scoreboard chasing, Tua Tagovailoa, I believe, is going to cash in on the alt line here for pass yards, 240+. It is not plus money, but it's low minus money, and that is the threshold that I feel that he can actually achieve. It's at a minus 110 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Tua, to begin the season, went for 114 against the Indianapolis Colts, barf, but then followed up for a 315-yard effort against the New England Patriots last week. It's all about volume. He only had 23 pass attempts in week one, but 32 last week. I think it's going to be 30-plus pass attempts under the primetime lines in Western New York tonight. He's only number 23 in total air yards, which is just mystifying when you have Tyreek Hill on the field and still has some elite speed, but a decent number 16 adjusted completion percentage, number 7 as well in deep ball completion percentage through a couple of weeks. Last year in both games against the Bills, yeah, he went under this, 231-1 and only 145. That was a weird one. I remember that one in Miami last season. Betalytics, our buddy Rachel Krajicek has got Tua have for 246.2 pass yards in this game. The Bills are middle of the pack in dropback EPA defense at number 15, giving up 7.12 pass yards per attempt. So TYG special, as Zundi likes to call it, Tua Tagovailoa, 240-plus pass yards, minus 110 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, fair to follow.
Chase those dollars, my friend. I like this a lot. I'm not so sure he doesn't wind up getting to 250 just because he's going to have to. Again, I come back to why I liked Ray Davis in the plus bus to start off the pod. I think they're going to be chasing. I think they're going to be down by double digits. And I think Bills Mafia is going to be giving them hell from the stands. So you put all that together, Tua is going to have to move the ball around. And I think this ties back to the squeaky wheel that you were talking about that is Tyreek Hill, Brad, because I think that they are going to try to get him involved. They're going to try to get him to shut up. And by doing that, I think you want, good luck with that. But I think because of that, you're talking about this 240 number. So this is pretty, this is a good play. I think you can come back down. Again, if you're trying to build some SGPs, folks, you could bring this down to 220. If you want to feel a little bit safer about the number, build it into the SGP. But I think having standard juice right here at 240 is not bad from DraftKings.
Yeah, toss them early and often to what we need that. Hey, you know what also we need? More bets and fantasy advice at thegamingjuice.com. Go there right now, you jackals. It's absolutely free. Lundy's always free, always transparent, always public spreadsheet. Lives there on the site, so does mine. I had a little bit of a snafu with a spreadsheet over the weekend, but we brought it back, at least a part of it, thank God. Thankfully, to a couple of followers, maybe of this show, or at least on my social media feeds, they're at Noisy Huevos, but we're up and running yet again, though the bets just keep catching L's. Hopefully, a lot of those will not drag on in a week three. If you want the college football forecast as well from Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson, that is live on the site right now. 5-pack of picks from each one of those guys. I'm going to have my top props column out on Friday ahead of the NFL main slate. I also have my fantasy flames at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end live. I have my fantasy rankings I'm always toying around with throughout the entire week live on the site. If you want to ask me a question, click Ask Brad at the top of the screen and fire it off. It's a members only, but it's free to sign up, and I will get to it at my earliest convenience. Get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Click Converse and Cash. .. Maybe.
Number two.
A little bit of a delay there on that.
Brad, it's been a morning, okay? It's been a morning. Right here. I'm going to show you. Do you see all this construction going on outside?
Yeah, there's a lot.
The studio right here. There's an absolutely shit ton of construction in our neighborhood. And Brad knows that I was late to the recording of the podcast because, like a vulture, I was sitting there circling our offices over and over and over again. You know why, Brad? Because there's giant signs that say no construction parking. You know who's parked there? The construction workers having a cigarette in their pickups. Yeah. And so, yeah, I was late to the pod because of it. And so now I'm late. Here, I'll do it again.
Number two.
Does that make everybody happy? Does that make everybody happy?
To speak in construction worker talk, you nailed it! All right, numero dos here on the P5 countdown. A-Chan has a plan, and that's catching a hell of a fine amount of football tonight. Give me him in the alt market, Devon A-Chan of the Fighting Flippers. 7-plus catches at a plus 140. 42 and get rolled the shoulders because I got seduced indeed by that juice. Devon Achan, again, great history. Again, I'm already on him to have the most receiving yards of the game at 10-1 odds at DraftKings. So I'm doubling down essentially on that narrative. He had 7 catches and 8 grabs in the pair of contests last year against the Buffalo Bills. And he's a guy as well that's averaging 4.8 receptions per game in lifetime against Buffalo. Okay, that's well south of the 7 number needed, but he is still a guy that runs oodles of routes. He has the second highest target percentage of any running back in the league through a couple of weeks at 23.7%. He's coming off that 8-catch, 10-target game for over 90 yards against the New England Patriots. Now, the Bills, they've only given up 5 grabs for 31 yards combined to the running back position for the first couple of weeks. But again, we expect a come-from-behind scurrying by the Miami Dolphins. And if Jalen Waddle is dinged or he doesn't play, holy mother of the gambling gods, the target share may be 30% or greater. So Devon Achan, I think he does it again at back-to-back weeks. I think he does it for the 3rd straight game as well against the Bills and hauls in 7 receptions at a plus 142 at DraftKings. Numeros on the countdown, good sir. Pay to follow.
Hang on, let me ask these construction guys what they think. I am going to fade you on this one. Not feeling confident at the 7 number. Don't mind the standard line at the over under 5.5, but even that one makes me a little bit nervous because if you are the Buffalo Bills, this is the guy you got to try to find a way to take out of the game as best you can. I think they're going to target him like crazy, but I think this defense has shown in their first couple of games, as you just pointed out, they have not given up a lot of receptions to the running back position, and I think they're going to be heavily focused on Achan tonight. So I am going to fade you, good sir. I think he gets his share of targets, but I don't think he gets to 7.
Oh, that is a dice roll for you, my friend, on Devon Achan.
Number 1.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown, hashtag tequila Thursday night football edition. Mas tequila. I feel really confident this sucker is going to come through, and I cannot believe that this is available at plus odds at tape time. Same game parlay. Let's go with the Chef Boyardee backs and James Cook anytime touchdown. And give me the Bills, not on the standard line. We're going to reduce it to -6.5 on that spread. Yeah, put those hands together. Plus 110 available there at BetMGM. Why am I so damn high on this? Well, A, I think the Bills got to cover with their old AVs. They may not cover the standard line because the back door is always wide open when you have a spread 11.5 or 12.5. I kind of like the Miami Dolphins on the standard spread, but I believe the Bills going to win between 7 and 10 points. I could actually bet on one of those bands at BetMGM. I probably should because it would be a sizable payoff if that belief does indeed come true. You look at the Bills, they have won 6 consecutive games in this series, stretching back to, I believe, 2022, and they're averaging a margin of victory at 10.8 points. So I feel confident they're going to be able to cover the 7. I know they got some defensive issues. Again, no Milano, no Ed Oliver. Haven't been able really to contend against the run with much vim and vigor. But I believe the Bills and Josh Allen and friends will get the job done and win this sucker by at least 7 or more points. Meanwhile, you look at James Cook, Miami. If they have any kind of okay part of their defense, it would be defending the run. They're number 19, though. Very mediocre, middling in that category. Rush EPA defense for a couple of weeks. Cook's got 4 touchdowns and 4 career games against the Miami Dolphins. Last time he actually faced them, I believe he had 3 touchdowns, at least in one of the 2 matchups last season. He's number 13 already in yards after contact per attempt. Number 20 in total missed tackles for us. He's already grabbed the rock 4 times inside the red zone. He's got 3 touchdowns already to his name, and he's top 10 in total yards created. So all this guy does is score TDs. He has scored a touchdown, Lunny, including playoffs, stretching back to week 1 of last year in 16 of his last 21 games. So numero uno on the Fade 5 Countdown today. Same gamer. James Cook, anytime touchdown, and the Bills on the alt spread -6.5 at plus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, tell me how I'm wrong. Fade or follow?
Oh, you're not. You're not. I mean, the Bills are going to win by at least a touchdown. I feel very confident with that. I do agree with you on the backdoor cover always being open, which is why I do like the idea of taking this down and alt-lining it. Again, as Brad said, a lot of the books are at 12.5. You can still find it at 11.5. I would much rather SGP this thing and bring it down. And then obviously James Cook, what is he, like minus 850 for a touchdown? I mean, at this point, he feels automatic. So you got to find a way to be able to make James Cook for a touchdown be profitable for you. Usually we run into the exact same problem with Josh Allen. And then you can also take what Brad's done, which is come close to cutting the line in half, which I do think the Bills are not going to struggle to be able to cover. So let's rock and roll with that one. Good call on the SGP, my man. And yes, hat tip to whoever it was that pointed out to you that your spreadsheet was broken, because it took me a while. Last night I was like, well, let me see what Brad's gonna do on today's pod. And I'm like, where the hell does spreadsheet go? Like, did Google, I thought maybe Google like banned you or something. Like, I thought maybe you got the, I thought maybe you got like the Jimmy Kimmel treatment and you were just gonna be like, you Google suspended you indefinitely. I mean, I didn't know exactly what was happening.
Yeah, I was definitely sidelined there for a minute. The panic button was pushed on Sunday morning last week, but we were able to recuperate some of the picks. I lost much of my history, but the entire card from last week was back up and running, not only in the NFL, but also in college football. It's a new link now, so just go to thegamingjuice.com. I've got my free picks link at the top of the page. Lundy's also lives there on the side as well. Just click it, and you'll see all of my action that I've already booked ahead of Thursday Night Football and the main slate of NFL Week 3 games. Hey, guess what? It's bonus time! Bonus time! Lundy, whether in Thursday Night Football, maybe you're still betting on baseball, which I know you are, probably fading the Rockies more than likely. Maybe got some action in the WNBA playoffs and really throwing some curveballs at me. All I require are more bets, so give them to me. Give them to me.
Oh, this will be a fun one. We got a lot of day games today, by the way. If you happen to be listening to the podcast early enough, two early home runs. You can tell where my brain's at. Two early home runs that I like. Let's talk about Gleyber Torres and let's talk about Vlad Guerrero. Okay, so not a big surprise when we talk about Vlad. But when I'm talking about Torres, part of the reason that I like this, Brad, is because at BetMGM, as we sit right now, at FanDuel, excuse me, his home run prop is at plus 540. Okay. His home run prop at BetMGM is plus 775.
Wow.
It's a difference of $2.35 between the two. That's crazy. On the home run. And I know it could be a long shot. He's got a 400 lifetime average, in terms of the pitching matchup tonight or this afternoon, excuse me. But dude, it's plus 775. Yeah, I'm going to sprinkle a little something on there just in case he manages to hit one. I will tell you this, though. If you bounce over to BetMGM, at DraftKings, you can snag his total bases. If you just want to go that route, it's plus 130. For him to go over. So again, I'm just paying attention to Torres. I'm looking at the history that he's got, and I think he's a guy that you could play. I also like your boy Suzuki tonight for the Cubs in the matchup that they have against Cincinnati. I like him on total bags. I also am going to sprinkle something on a home run for him. You can get that one anywhere between plus 450 and plus 500 if you're looking for an opportunity. That game is not until this evening, so you got plenty of time to be able to do that one. I told you I found a slightly different way to get Ray Davis involved in an SGP, and I had a boost over at DraftKings, so this payday is a plus 128. Brad, we need Ray Davis to have at least 15 yards rushing. We need James Cook to have at least 55 yards rushing, and then we need Josh Allen to also have 15. Ray Davis 15, Josh Allen 15, James Cook 50. Without the boost, that's plus 102. With the 25% boost, it bumps it up to plus 128. And so, again, when I think the Bills are going to be looking to try to control clock, run it out, get it over with, give me Ray Davis for some garbage yards, give me Josh Allen to do exactly what he does, and obviously give me James Cook to have 50 yards. Again, those three legs put together without a boost is plus 102. But if you've got a boost that you can utilize like I did, I had a 25%er. So that got it up into plus 128. So that was a solid play for us to be able to have some fun with. And I don't know, Brad, I might be able to be talked into having some fun with Keon Coleman for a touchdown. I don't know why. Maybe I'm going back to the TYG for tonight's game, but I'll take him for a touchdown as well. I don't even know what the payday is, but it's got to be good.
It's plus 185, BetMGM. So not too shabby. So I think that is an excellent call.
Not bad. All right. As always, I'm going to stick my head out the window and yell at construction workers. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right. Hopefully going to whistle at those hardworking gentlemen as well. The team Huevos Parlay play on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Of course, same gamer. I'm going to take the Bills. First half money line is going to have the lead at the break. Leg numero dos. Give me James Cook. 50-plus rush yards. And leg numero tres. The Miami Dolphins only on spread. I'm going to jack it way up to +17.5. Don't get bombed. Miami Dolphins. That works out to a cool plus 140 there at BetMGM. The bookends, where my head's at. I think Miami has got to keep this one nice and snug late. I'm going to get a garbage time touchdown to hopefully tuck inside the 17.5 needed, though the Bills should be able to work them for the most part in the game and out of the gate as well. They should have the lead there at halftime. Meanwhile, the meet in the middle here with James Cook at 50-plus rush yards. A guy in his first couple of games only had 44 in week one, but he falls up with 132 in the next matchup. His last two against Miami, he has gone over in once and under in the other. He had 44 in one and 78 in the other. I think a truth's going to be somewhere in the middle, but I think it's going to be north of at least 50 yards. Again, the Dolphins, number 19 in rush EPA defense so far this season, giving up 4.62 yards per carry to running backs. And Cook, I already mentioned, top 15 producer in yak per attempt and top 20 as well in missed tackles for us. He is the main man in an offensive backfield, despite Lundy's love for one Ray Davis. So again, to recap, the team Huevos Parlay play on this Thursday, same gamer, Bills first half money line, Cook 50 plus rush yards, and the Dolphins +17.5 on the alt spread, +140 there at BetMGM. More bonus time. I'll give you one more bet. Kickers are people too. Especially this guy who's a friend of Nathaniel Lundy's, Matt Prater, former Denver Bronco, a guy just signed off the street. He was a hero in one of the recent games for them. Didn't even know most of the guys' names. And he went out there, did his job, put it through the uprights. The Bills got the victory, of course, in week one in that memorable matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to take the over on 7.5 kicking points for him. Log this at BetMGM at a minus 120. He has gone for 11 and 12 kicking points in his first two contests as a member of the Buffalo Bills. He's a perfect 6-for-6 on field goals made. You look at Miami, they gave up 15 to whatever the Colts kicker is. And then they gave up 7 to whoever the hell the Patriots kicker is. Again, I don't play in fantasy leagues with kickers. Get out of here with that. So they're split right down the middle. They've given up one. The other one tucked under. Buffalo, middle of the pack, number 13 in red zone touchdown percentage. So they have had some red zone opportunities bogged down. Prater trots in, and he nails it. Again, he's 6-for-6 this season on field goal opportunities. So I like him getting on the over 7.5 kicking points at a minus 120 juice. That's a wrap for me on Thursday Night Football. I'm going to give you one bet. You might hear this again on the Friday episode. I want all the action I could possibly get in Bears and Cowboys. I know everybody and their great grandmother is expecting a shootout, which probably means it's going to be like 2-0. That'll be it. It'll be a safety and a shutout for whoever it is. But you've seen the total start to climb and open at like 49.5. I think it's up to 51.5 in a couple of books. CeeDee Lamb. I don't know how on earth the Bears are going to be able to contain CeeDee Lamb in this game. So I'm going to do a little step ladder. I grabbed him at 81.5 receiving yards on the standard prop. Then I took him at 90 plus at like plus 110, 112. And then I went a step further at 100 plus at plus 176. He is gone for back-to-back 100-yard games to begin the season. If he gets any piece, he gets like two snaps. It gets Tyreek Stevenson, folks. He is going to go absolutely off. Stevenson has allowed a perfect passer rating to his assignments this season. Nashawn Wright has been really bad. He's given up a 23.5 ADOT to his assignments as a bookend starting quarter of the Bears. A Lamb that gets some action in the slot. Kyler Gordon may not be able to play. Lamb is going absolutely nuts. I think NFL records are going to be threatened. Him and Dak Prescott are going to make beautiful music. Dak could also connect deep at least a half dozen times with George Pickens. Javonte Williams will probably clean up. And the Bears are going to put up buku points as well. So I want all the action I can, but most importantly, just give me everything on that stepladder with CeeDee Lamb on the over 81.5 receiving yards, 90-plus receiving yards, at 100-plus as well. And I got him in the anytime touchdown market yesterday at an even Steven plus 100 odds. Tony, you got something to add?
Well, I was just going to say, at Bet365, you can still get his anytime touchdown at plus 100. Everybody else is minus odds at this point. It's minus 112, minus 115, minus 120. But if you are in a market that has Bet365 and maybe you've already got an account or whatever, they are still at even money as well. So just something to keep in mind that you're going to have to shop around a little bit to be able to do it. You can also get his receptions prop right now let me find it. I just had it. Hang on one second. At FanDuel, Brad, the 6.5 receptions. So for him to have 7 or more is plus money. It is plus 104. If you go over to BetMGM, it's minus 115 for the exact same number.
Wow, outstanding stuff. Yeah, just back of the damn truck. Beep, beep, beep. Yep, exactly. On CeeDee Lamb across the board. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on this edition of the Faith 5 Podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Fader, follow us on the X. Lenny always giving it to you there, at Nate Lenny, myself, at Noisy Huevos. Sign up at Betalytics.com, by the way. Use promo code JUICE. Again, that's promo code JUICE, JUICE, for 25% off. I use them every single stinking day in all of my betting and fantasy football research. Outstanding work they do there. Rachel Kryshak and company. And also go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account right now, you jack wagons. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Bring it on, Buffalo. All right.